From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A bloody hours-long standoff between militants and security forces at a Pakistani police academy is over. At least 58 police cadets were killed, dozens wounded. The gunmen armed with explosive vests attacked the Balochistan facility in southwest Pakistan near the city of Quetta late Monday. The group of at least six masked gunmen took a number of hostages. They're believed to belong to the Al-Qaeda jihadist group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. Pakistani analyst Moeen Cheema of Australian National University so the group has become a top priority in recent months for security forces.
The state has taken these sorts of sectarian militant outfits also seriously, and the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi has particularly been targeted. Some of its notable leaders were killed by the police in an attack a few months back. So clearly there is motivation for the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. If it is confirmed that it is the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi which has carried out this attack, there's clearly motivation because they have been targeting public officials and now the military as well in retaliation for the intelligence-based operations against them.
The region has been beset by violence with more than 70 killed last August in a suicide attack on a Quetta hospital. In Central African Republic Monday, at least four people were killed when protests in the capital Bangui aimed at UN peacekeepers turned violent. Five peacekeepers were among 14 others wounded. One protester said people don't understand what the role of the UN mission known as MINUSCA is. He said people continue fighting and the peacekeepers don't intervene. Early this month, at least 30 people were killed, dozens wounded, when fighters from the Muslim Salika militia group staged an attack in the central town of Kagabandoro. This is VOA News.